Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Seriously, I don't know what it is about Thanksgiving of, you know, adjacent time and paint with me. I couldn't help myself this weekend. I went back
to
Home
Depot. Hair?
No, I didn't paint my hair.
Oh, dude, come on. We've talked about this already.
I know. I went back to Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, I can't be left on my own on a Saturday.
Mm.
Darren had some stuff that he had to get done. And so it was, around noonish. And I thought, you know, I'm going to take myself out to brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Yeah.
But I took myself out to brunch someplace that was vaguely close to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go look at some stuff. I'm thinking about getting a new dishwasher.
Yeah, got some time
about,
to kill.
Sure, let's wander about,
right.
Shall we?
Got to do some research, you know,
before
you make a big purchase.
Next thing you know, I'm walking out with a big old 5-gallon thing of paint.
Man.
And rollers.
Dude.
And trays.
Oh.
And stuff.
You gonna do that all on your own?
Well, I've gotten some stuff done. And I'll tell you what, once I get started, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really
that's why you should hire a professional.
I have an addiction, dude. I have an addiction. Cause then I start getting really detail-y. Like I've got little teeny art brushes where I'm like, you know, painting around things. Because, you know, I don't know about this whole let's take everything down and tape everything up. I'm really bad about that.
Man.
I'm really bad about that. I would rather just be really careful with, like, a little brush.
Right, right.
Than, like, put down tape and paint, you know, tarps and stuff like that.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, there I am.
Tarp is important, though, because stuff happens, man.
I know
you
it does.
You can be as careful as you want, but stuff is going to happen.
When I'm doing the big stuff.
Did you not learn anything from Jurassic Park?
I know, right? Nature finds a way.
That's right.
I know. Paint finds a way, man.
Come on, man.
I know. When I'm doing the big stuff, like when I'm rolling out a wall or a ceiling or something, yeah, I absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do. But for the most part, I'm pretty careful. And so I'm really, really careful. And I don't get anything on the floor. But now, after 2 days of painting, man, my legs are screaming.
I was about to ask if you were sore.
I am so sore. I feel like I've been hit by a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy.
Because you're
shoulders,
doing all these crazy acrobatic moves that you had no idea you could still do.
Yeah, and you know, and then
you're
like,
your body reminds you, you can't.
You can't do that. What are you, crazy? Man, I'll tell you what, and up and down a step ladder, and oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My calves are screaming.
Ooh, yeah, be careful with those step ladders, man.
I know.
Stuff happens with step ladders.
I know.
That's how people end up with broken hips.
I know, you
and
break
then
a
pneumonia
hip,
and
next
then
thing
death.
You know.
Dude.
Next thing you know, it's a memorial.
Man. Dang, girl.
I know. I know. I just, and it always happens around Thanksgiving. Like last year, uh-huh. I decided I was going to paint my kitchen. How tough could that be?
Sure.
They're just doors.
Uh-huh.
The entire week we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
From that Friday afternoon to the Sunday before we came back.
Wow.
I was covered in paint, man. I was covered in paint.
If only you could put half of that effort into this radio show.
Oh, no.
When you leave these doors.
No.
If only.
No.
Can you imagine how popular we could be?
I know. Imagine.
But no.
But no, you got to go paint.
No. No. I leave this door, I leave you behind.
I'm gone, man.
Peace.
I'm sorry, Mike, who?
Dang, girl. If only. Can you imagine?
No.
You'd be an evil genius. No.
And right now,
no.
I'm just evil.
I'm gonna have a life, man. And it ain't gonna be you or your stupid radio program.
Right, that's right.
God. All right. Well, it'll get better.
I hope.
It'll get better.
Because I still have like half of a 5-gallon paint thing left.
What color is it?
I'm just going all white this time.
All white.
Because when I first moved into my house and the past couple of times I painted,
so when you go,
I've gone very colorful.
When you go to, is it Lowe's?
Yeah, no, Home Depot.
Home Depot, the Depot. When you go to the Depot, what do you ask him for? Like, let me have the Republican. Is that what they refer to? Is that what they call all white? The Republican.
They totally do.
Okay. Okay.
I want the shiny Republican,
the super
gloss,
the super
Republican,
glossy Republican,
and the
please.
Semi-gloss Republican.
Kiss FM.
Happy Monday. Happy birthday. Let's look over the list of celebrities you share your birthday with today.
Okay, let's start off with this 50-year-old. I'm not sure exactly where he got his start, but he sure found his niche as an ABC late-night talk show host. He's 50 years old.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
He got his start on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He used to do sports for a Los Angeles radio station.
Hmm.
And then some bigwig fell in love with him. Next thing you know, he's got his own TV show.
I know.
For real, man.
I know.
He wasn't like even a partner on the show. He was like remember when Duke Keith was a part of our sister station's radio show?
Right, right.
Like that.
Oh, okay. Just like...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then whoever runs ABC really fell in love with him. I don't mean like romantically.
Right, right.
But for whatever reason, he was like, hey, you could be a star, and made him a star.
Oh, wow.
Now
okay.
He's got that late night television
he
show.
He totally does. You also share your birthday with this 63-year-old actor. He's most recently been in that show with Juliana Margulies, The Good Wife. But, of course, we love him as Big on Sex and the City.
That's right. Yeah. I loved him in Law and Order, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was the young, skinny Chris Noth.
Right, right. But the Sex and the City Chris Noth?
Uh-huh.
Peak Chris Noth.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Even more than the young, skinny Chris Noth from Law & Order?
Way.
Really?
Totally.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you also prefer the fat Elvis?
No, I did not.
No?
He wasn't fat in Sex and the City.
Well, he wasn't the young, skinny Chris Noth either.
He was
portly.
He was seasoned.
Oh,
he wasn't
I
even
see.
Portly.
No, he wasn't portly?
No.
He looked portly to me.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh, absolutely.
He was horrible. He was, excuse me, I'm going to need a cigarette. And then you also share your birthday with this 62-year-old actress. And I'm going to do a movie line that she's famous for. Ready?
Okay.
Molly girl. Molly, you in danger, girl. Not Molly girl.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Real name, Karen Elaine Johnson.
Right, right. I used to live in San Diego when she was really like gaining notoriety,
mm-hmm.
and she was rough around the edges.
Yeah,
I mean, she
oh, she
was,
still is.
She is, but I mean, but way
she still
more
is,
rough
Trisha
around
girl.
The edges.
She still is.
No. I mean, yeah. when she was in her San Diego days,
uh-huh.
It was like, yowza.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, wow.
I mean, that girl ain't got no filter. Still ain't got no
yeah,
filter.
She ain't got no filter. But back then, she was kind of still in the throes of her drug thing,
uh-huh.
And so she was way rougher.
You know,
I saw one stand up with her. And I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. You know?
Do you know how she got her name, Whoopi?
How?
Because she's always been gassy.
Oh.
And she's never been shy about it. And so the people around her used to say to her, you're like a Whoopi cushion.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she came up with Whoopi.
How about Goldberg?
That part I didn't look into, man, because I was so fascinated by the whole Whoopi thing.
The whole Whoopi thing.
Because even now... on TV,
oh, yeah,
on The View, there have been various episodes where she lets one loose.
Yeah.
Here's a recent one.
In a really smart way.
Well, you know, you, I was going to say.
Yeah.
You're so polite.
Oh, excuse me. I'm
so differential.
Wow. I just blew a little frog out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, girl.
I know, yeah.
So, you know, they've got doctors nowadays.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
Right? They make pills for
they
that,
do.
Don't they?
They do. Maybe check into your diet. I don't know. Something. Kiss FM.
Okay, so not this Friday, but the next is Black Friday, correct?
Yes.
Some guy in Laredo is already lining up for Black Friday.
Oh my
and has
God.
Been since last Tuesday.
What?
Yes.
Where at?
Yes, the Best Buy in Laredo, Texas.
And what are they selling?
I guess he's got... a little self-awareness, because one of the local TV stations went out there to try to interview him, but he didn't want to be on camera, and he didn't want to give his name. And he didn't want to say what he was hoping to get at Best Buy and why he was in line to be the very first person from what we can tell at any Best Buy in the country.
I would say
already in line for Black Friday deals.
I would venture to guess in any store, period.
I think so. I
not just so. Best Buys.
So, yeah, at least he has that much self-awareness that he doesn't want to be made fun of just yet for being in line since last Tuesday.
Mostly because he's on the phone with his wife on his cell phone, who's going, geez, seriously, get home. What are you doing? Dude.
I don't know, man. Maybe that Blu-ray of Moana is, worth it. I mean, $8. Come on.
Moana. No, Moana.
Moana.
What do you do when your spouse says, hey, you know what, babe? I'm going to go out 2.5 weeks before Thanksgiving and camp out.
You call a lawyer. What else do you do? At that point, you got to know you made a bad choice.
You call your girls and go, who's got wine? Who's got lots of wine? Yes, the big bottle would be good. Oh, my God.
That'd be my first phone call.
Good Lord. Hello, Tansy and Borrego?
That's right. No, they're bankruptcy lawyers.
I know, because she's going to bankrupt him so that he doesn't have any more money to do stupid things like hanging out in front of the Best Buy for 2.5 weeks before Thanksgiving. Jeez.
I haven't seen any deals yet that are worth hanging out since last Tuesday.
I haven't seen any deals that you can't click on your phone and get.
Yes.
Right now, currently, as we speak.
At the moment. I don't know, dude, but I sure hope it's worth it, man. I sure hope it's worth it.
So I'm like 3/4 of the way through with my Christmas shopping.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep.
Impressed.
You know, the only reason why is because I'm really good at buying stuff and putting it in the closet in my house where I've got all my Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've done this before. I've done like the whole, oh my gosh, I see this in June. I'm going to buy it for so-and-so. And then I run across it three years from now. Oh my God.
Well, the cool thing with me is that, I don't have any little ones. Mm-hmm. I don't have any nieces or nephews or any little ones that, I have to do all that kind of stuff for.
Right.
We're all at the age where we kind of just tell you what we want.
I know. It's so much easier.
Yeah. And
or they know it's a Starbucks card.
Yeah. And so I'm like,
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, a gift card to Best Buy then? Sure.
I know.
Yeah. I could use a telephoto lens. Well, I really don't know much about them. Here's a Best Buy card.
Sure, there you go.
Okay. Go get it yourself.
Yep. But
so
I've
that's
gotten
the beauty. I don't have to really, go out there and battle the crowd and the ungodly traffic that we're going to be having or that we've had. That's just going to get worse.
This is going to get way worse. Yeah, I've gotten all of my nieces and my nephew taken care of. I've gotten, for the most part, the Beasties. I need to get like Ryan and Sam and Darren.
And none of them require you camping out at Best Buy since last
Not
Tuesday.
Not a one of them. Not a one of them. And if they think that there's anything in there that would require something like that, they best go find it themselves. Kiss FM. Water rates are going to be going up again for the third year in a row. El Paso Water says they need the increase to help the city utility pay for millions of dollars in new water projects and regular operations. There is a projected possible increase of up to 8% or $4.32 a month in residential water and sewage bills next week, which is similar to the 7% raise you already paid this year. Utility officials are also projecting a 2% or 8 cent per month increase in stormwater bills for next year. Now, if both of those proposed rate increases get approved, you could see a $4.40 per month increase on your water and stormwater bills beginning in March. There is a public utility meeting about the water utility budget and rate options this evening at 6 o'clock at El Paso Water's headquarters at 1154 Hawkins Boulevard. The Public Service Board won't vote on new budgets and rates until its January 10th meeting. Water utility officials say that they think the general consensus of the community is that they would rather see small incremental increases every year rather than double-digit increases every few years. You think?
Every year? Every year?
Every year.
Nah. I like to just pull the Band-Aid off.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, just yank it off, man.
Because this is going to be 14% in 2 years.
Man.
Or 15%. I don't math very well. One's 7%, one's 8%. So that's 15, isn't it?
It's a lot.
So that's 15% in just 2 years. So would you rather have a 7 and an 8 each year, each consecutive year, or would you rather go, okay, we're raising it 15%?
Okay, but not getting any more is not an option.
No. They're gonna raise them.
Yeah.
They're going to raise them.
Yeah, I would take it in a small increment.
Here's the thing about the water utilities that's different than the El Paso electric company. This is a not-for-profit. So it's not like they've got shareholders that they're enriching mm-hmm. by raising your rates to cover the stuff that they have to cover. This really is they're just having to cover stuff that they're doing.
Right.
You know, this is not a profit situation. So I guess for me, it's a little easier to bear that it's not a profit situation. But at the same time, that's 15% in 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And then rarely does a year go by where they don't raise it
right.
some, well, the past, even if it's just a couple of dollars.
It's been the past 3 years. They've raised it the past three yeah. years. So to me, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to need to see an awful lot more being done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to really need some major justification for, I'm guessing, around a 20% increase
sure.
over 3 years.
Yeah. They don't need any. They don't need to give anybody
no,
any.
No, they don't.
And they don't.
No, they don't. And I mean, yeah, you can have all the public meetings you want, but the plain fact of the matter is they're going to raise it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hoping for 8% this year. We might get it knocked down by a couple of percentage points, but it doesn't matter because next year they're going to
exactly.
come back and say, well, guess what?
And that's exactly what the electric company does as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So there you go. It's 8%.
We have you by the short hairs.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Kiss FM.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about how today is Whoopi Goldberg's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about how she came up with the name Whoopi. Turns out that, you know, Whoopi loves to pass gas or doesn't have a problem, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
If she's got to do it, she does it. And so she did it often enough where friends of hers would say, girl, you're just like a Whoopi cushion, you know. And so that's how she came up with Whoopi. Well, this is going viral. A couple
oh, no.
of days ago on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no.
Yeah. On Wheel of Fortune. I believe it was Thursday's episode of Wheel of Fortune, this past Thursday. Some contestant farted loudly enough that Pat Sajak even made a couple
oh,
of jokes
no.
about the whole thing. Here's the clip.
Got a free play.
Excuse me.
That's right. I didn't hear. All I heard was a noise.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, two O's. Yeah.
Did you hear that? It wasn't even like subtle.
Wow.
Listen.
Got a free play.
Excuse me.
That's right. I didn't hear. All I heard was a noise.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, two O's. Yeah. I just heard a sound. They're unidentifiable.
And then she picks
500.
F.
F.
F, yes. There's an F.
Did you hear?
I'll say.
Did you hear him snicker? F. You
yeah.
say. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
I know. Hey, it happens sometimes, okay? You sneeze.
Hopefully you've got kids around you and you can go, sweetheart, what are you doing?
At the very least, a dog.
I know.
That you can blame it on. But you know what? I'm curious, and I have to ask if this has happened to anyone listening.
Oh, man.
Is there anyone listening who has publicly?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily on national television, but publicly where it just happened.
Yeah, like it in a classroom or something. It always, inevitably, it always happens when everything's quiet.
Yes.
And you're like you're in yoga class, you know, and next thing you know, everybody's going,
yes,
wow, open a window.
Got a free play.
Excuse me.
That's right, I didn't hear.
Kiss FM. Has added its name to a list of advertisers boycotting Sean Hannity's Fox show over the Roy Moore controversy, and Hannity fans are not pleased. On Sunday, many of them promised to boycott the company. A few using the boycott Keurig hashtag posted videos of them smashing their Keurig coffee makers to bits by throwing them off buildings or attacking them with assorted implements. Critics say that Hannity, quote, defends child molester Roy Moore and then chastises the women that spoke out, reminding them that the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not bear false witness. And many men with heart disease fear that having sex could kill them, but new research shows that the danger is very slight. Researchers say that only one in every 100 cases of sudden cardiac arrest in men occurred after sexual activity. The study was the first to look at whether sexual exertion can trigger a heart attack. Of course, fear of post-sex heart failure has been bolstered by plot lines on TV shows like Mad Men, but doctors say the risk is very small in reality and found that only 34 happened within 1 hour of sexual activity.
Yeah, yeah. She would, your wife would have to walk in on you.
Kiss FM.
Okay, so the National Toy Hall of Fame has a few new inductees.
Oh, okay.
The class of 2017, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Clue.
The game?
Yeah, the game Clue.
I've only played that once or twice.
It's one of those really long ones.
It is, yeah, and you have to really be into
right?
it.
Right, and it's usually, who is it usually? Inspector so-and-so with the
candlestick
or something like
in
that.
In the library.
I don't know, yeah. Yeah, that which is why I only needed to play Monopoly one time.
Oh,
no.
For
the same reason. It just goes on forever.
Monopoly I'll play.
Really?
I've actually been in marathon weekend-long games of Monopoly. Yeah. Love Monopoly.
There are Clue? Not enough alcohol or drugs for me to keep playing Monopoly. For an extended period of time.
No,
I'm so sorry.
This is on.
I'm so
sorry. How many times do I need to tell you that?
In my younger days. When I didn't know any better.
Sure.
Chillins. Wiffle ball has been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, the class of
2017. Is that the one with the little holes in it all over the place? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Little wiffle ball.
I don't understand the appeal behind a wiffle ball. What's that? Does it make it move differently?
And it's slower, and, you know, kids can hit it way. You know, better than they could a fast
like a
pitch.
Or even
a softball.
Oh, you play baseball with it.
Well,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. And you can hit it off, the stand. And,
okay.
You know, so yeah, that's the cool thing about it.
Okay.
And also, you know, because it's got so many holes, people also miss it a lot, which is where you get that phrase that you whiffed on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Stop laughing at me.
Well, that's because I might have made that up. I don't know.
Oh.
But doesn't that sound like it could be the reason why? I'm really curious now. When you get a chance, you need to Google how we came up with the term whiffing on it.
Okay.
Because I amazed myself with how I came up with that one. And the paper airplane. Only three were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame this year.
The paper airplane?
The paper airplane.
Wow.
That's right. Yes, the paper airplane. Sand was a nominee. But sand, sadly, was not inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Sand? That's not a toy.
Well, neither really is a paper airplane. It's just paper. And remember when the cardboard box made it? That wasn't a toy either.
Oh, that's true.
The cardboard box was inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 2005.
Yeah.
And then after that came the Steak. The Steak was inducted in 2008. And then in 2011, they inducted the blanket.
The blanket.
Yeah. So the thing that all of these have in common, they are not toys per se. But, you know, back in the day, we used to use them as toys. How many times did you not use a cardboard box for a fort or any number of things?
Oh, please.
And
the
blanket
grandkids.
Tapes.
Yeah, the grandkids do that all the time.
The Steak was a sword and all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess the paper airplane is more toy-y than any one of these. And really, all you need is paper and... You know, being able to fold it the correct way.
Okay, by the way, whiffed on something is the sound the bat makes when it's swinging through the air.
Ah.
Not making contact with anything, but like it's just the sound of that. Yeah.
Whew.
But it's not the ball.
Oh, well, I was close.
Yeah.
I was close. And if I wouldn't have outed myself, y'all would have been thinking
that was why
we came up with whiffing on it. Huh? One of these days. I'm not even going to tell you that I just made it up.
You shouldn't. I mean, because you know what? We'll go around.
You're going to go on. You're going to go on repeating the lie.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the wiffle ball was invented in Fairfield, Connecticut, in 1953.
Yeah.
A guy designed the ball to curve easily for his 12-year-old son. It was named when his son and his friends would refer to a strikeout as a whiff.
How about that? See, I was close.
There you were.
More than you ever wanted to know
about
the wiffle
ball.
Clearly, this is not a good sign for Packer fans. Their rookie running back and leading ball carrier, Aaron Jones, on his way back to the locker room.
First quarter, man.
Oh.
And the play wasn't even, like when you watch the play, it doesn't even look all that scary or anything. Like sometimes you'll see a play and you'll be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that guy's a gun.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, but it didn't look that serious at all. But it turns out that Aaron Jones, the former UTEP running back, it turns out that he could be out for several weeks.
Oh, man.
It could be something as mild, if you want to call a sprained MCL mild.
Yeah.
But I guess in the NFL, you know, that would be one of the lesser evils to get.
Right, yeah.
It could, you know, mean several weeks of healing. And several missed football games
for
Aaron Jones, who looked like he was going to have another one of those types of games that he's been having. He's been having a heck of a rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already carried like three times and was already up to 12 yards, which is about what he's been averaging ever since he started, you know, running all up on the Dallas Cowboys. You remember?
Right around five yards.
Close to that. So he was averaging about his number.
Yeah.
You know, before he went down in the first quarter.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. He looks pretty bummed as I'm watching this video of him being carted off, because he was carted off in one of those little ATV things.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks bummed, but he doesn't look like he's in a whole lot of pain.
Oh, well, that's good.
I think that's good.
Yeah, if you're gonna be injured, you don't want the screaming, you know.
No, I've seen some where they're biting a towel or they're covering their face with a towel because they're crying. They're in so much pain.
Yeah, those are the ones that you're just like, oh man.
That's so, that's too bad. That's too bad because he was having a stellar rookie season, man. For somebody who wasn't expected to start at all, you know, who they expected that he would just be on the practice squad.
Right.
And then he ends up third string, and then he ends up starting, and then he ends up showing everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Getting to do a Lambo leap.
Right? Yeah, so there was no pickaxes for Jones yesterday. He'll find out later today when they do an MRI whether he's going to be out and for how long he's going to be out and how extensive the damage is.
Mm-hmm. You know where else there weren't any pickaxes?
Mm.
At Utah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't play here.
No, I know.
Yeah. But what are they now? 0-10?
Yeah, they're 0-10. Oh, yikes.
Bodecito.
Yeah.
I say they go for 0-12. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Let's be number one at something.
Right?
You know? If we can't win a game, then let's lose all 12 of them.
That's right.
And be the best, worst team in America.
I think you're right.
Let's pickaxe, baby.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.